As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, less than a week after being on the scene of a politically motivated shooting in Virginia, Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis was visiting with Central Illinois farmers on Monday. Now, Congressman Davis made stops in Central Illinois Monday morning to continue what's been dubbed the Field Ahead Farm Bill Listening Tour. While much of the discussion focused on agriculture, Davis was a bit emotional addressing the events of June 14th, when a gunman opened fire on a baseball field where Republican congressmen were practicing. Davis thanked those that reached out to him and hopes the incident leads to a change in Washington.
It's very humbling to be able to go home and walk into a grocery store and have people you've never met come up and just tell you they're glad you're okay. Last week was a tragic event that I never thought I'd be a part of, but I hope we as America can learn to come together as Americans and not just as Republicans and Democrats and figure out how to solve our policy differences through public debate like we heard today on ag issues and farm bill issues without trying to solve and solve them at the ballot box. If you can't solve them in the legislative process, don't solve them by bringing a gun to a park in Alexandria, Virginia, and trying to indiscriminately kill innocent people.
Davis has made several stops in recent weeks across the 13th Congressional District to discuss the upcoming 2018 Farm Bill with those that are directly affected by the legislation. He says common themes, such as the importance of crop insurance, that continues to lead those discussions.
Well, the crop insurance has to continue to be the backbone of our risk management strategies in this country. We also have to look at investing more in ag research. We have to ensure that we tweak some policies that we were successful in implementing in the last farm bill, like making the ARC program work better for our local farmers. Those are some of the top issue areas. But then there's always discussion on infrastructure, which isn't going to be a part of the farm bill, but it's so crucial to agricultural trade here in Central Illinois.
Although there's no immediate timetable for work on the new farm bill to begin, Representative Davis feels getting an early jump on things, that's a good sign.
People don't think many things in Washington happen a year ahead of what it should, but Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway, he's an accountant by trade, and this is a guy who likes to stick to schedules. He's asked us to get out and not only listen to those who come to Washington to talk about ag policies that are important, but also go out and talk to our producers, talk to our farmers, and bring ideas back so that we can begin the debating process of what needs to be in a bill. And we can't write a good piece of legislation without knowing the effect of the last one we wrote so that we can introduce a bill early in 2018 and hopefully get this done and passed into law before the farm bill expires at the end of 2018.
Now, in addition to the farm bill, Davis also touched on topics such as infrastructure, trade, and new USDA chief Sonny Perdue at his campaign stop Monday. Congressman Davis serves on the House Committee on Agriculture. While agriculture officials from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico in a joint statement yesterday announced a shared commitment to keeping markets open and transparent. Well, the trio of U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, Mexico's Ag Secretary, and Canada's Agriculture Minister released a statement after a meeting yesterday in Georgia. Well, the officials met to talk trade issues ahead of the U.S.-led renegotiation of the North America Free Trade Agreement. The statement said that the meeting fostered the mutual understanding and personal relationships that'll help North American agriculture thrive. Now, there is no offer on specific topics, but Bloomberg speculated earlier in the week that dairy and sugar trade issues were sure to be topping the list for Perdue. Canada remains committed to its supply management system for dairy, of which Perdue previously stated the supply has to be managed, adding that Canada has created a glut on the market. Canada does not seem willing, though, to make changes to its system through the NAFTA renegotiations. Well, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, the United States and the UK, they're actually exploring a trade agreement. We'll talk about that. Also, farmers are filing a lawsuit against USDA over cool. We'll talk about that coming up as well. That's all part of Inside Agriculture. We'll be back right after this.